Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what do you say? Let's get rocking and rolling right into it on a beautiful Monday, August 13th, 2018. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show on iTunes and all around the world. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play, the TuneIn app, wherever the best audios are sold and given away for free. That's where you're going to find this show. Man, it's Monday. What does that mean? Do you need an interpreter? That's the title of today's show. Do you need an interpreter? I say Monday, what do you hear? Well, first of all, let me just back up. Hey, if you're just listening to the show for the first time, give it a while. You're going to think, here's a guy that sounds like Porky Pig on a bad meth trip. It's not true, although it may sound like that. It's not exactly true. Yes, I am an ex-stutter. No, I've actually never tried a hard drug. I guess I'm high on life, to use an old tired cliche. Gave the boss the middle finger back in 2005. Went bankrupt, which, don't ever do what I did. I mean, if you're feeling like you want to say something funky to the boss, I didn't actually give him the middle. Well, I guess metaphorically I did. But there's a lot better ways to go for your dream than the way I did. I just happened to land on my feet, and I love this thing called life, man. I get jacked up. I get excited about the air going around in the room, though. But that's just me, you know? It's not like I haven't been through my fair share of adversities, probably not even as bad as you. I've been bankrupt. I had a child come home on a ventilator after weighing 1 pound and spent 221 days in children's hospital and did not born without really any lungs, had to grow that. Now she's 30 pounds, my youngest of four girls. Absolutely love that I am rich, but I'm wealthy. I'm not rich, I'm wealthy. I actually posted that on my Facebook page. I'm not rich, I'm just wealthy. And, you know, it's funny. It's so funny. Let me take a sidetrack. I'm developing, rather. See, that's me. Trying to talk. I get my mouth literally right. I have to think to slow down because I've got so much I want to say. And I just get so jacked up. I'm developing a brand new funnel online. And I'm going to be giving away some of my best material. And the headline of my new advertising that's coming out soon are going to be video ads all over Facebook and Instagram. I'm not rich, but I'm wealthy. What do you think about that? What do you think about an online marketer, thought leader, who says I'm not rich? Do you think that's going to be good? Do you think that's kind of, oh boy. Do you think that's a good idea? I like it. I like the authenticity. I'm not rich. I'm wealthy. And I don't even know what rich is. Here's what I don't have. I don't have a Lamborghini. I don't have an oceanside property. I don't have a lot of expensive sports cars. I mean, I drive a 2017 Camry. My wife drives a 2018 Honda Odyssey. Did I tell you the Honda Odyssey story? We went back. See, life is a circle. It starts in a minivan and it ends in a minivan. When you have your first child, you get a minivan. And we have four kids now, and I'm telling you, this Honda Odyssey, it literally feels like we're driving a space shuttle. These things are crazy. It has a built-in vacuum in the trunk. It's got all these remote controls, digitized this. I mean, look, here's the funny thing about driving a brand-new minivan in 2018 is you feel like, here's what you see, and this is what other people see. You see Corvette. You see convertible Mercedes, because this thing has everything in it, and yet, when you pull up to a stop sign or a four-way stop, everybody else sees minivans. So if somebody cuts you off on the road, you're like, hey, what do you think you have? And they look over and they give you like, oh, minivan, nice, nice. Well, what are you going to do? Vacuum my car? So anyway, boy, where did I even go? How did I get off on the tangent? The advertising I'm doing. So I'm not rich, but I'm wealthy. I think that's going to play pretty good. Why? Because it's authentic. I don't want to ever position myself as somebody out there who needs toys and things and money to be excited. I've had all of that. What got me really excited was being able to be a dad and be present in my kid's life. So that's why I'm wealthy. I get opportunity to be a father. My kids don't recall me ever going to a job. I like that. I really do. I like that because I recall my mom going to a job every morning to raise 8 kids by herself as a nurse in a factory in my hometown of Bradford, PA. I didn't like that. You know, like I said last week on the podcast, I never equated working hard with anything good. I always equated working hard with never being there for your family, being stressed out, thinking about bills, and never getting ahead. I don't care if you're making 30 grand a year. If you're doing it on your terms and you're present for the things that matter in life, that's what real wealth is. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what wealth is. So I like that, and I want that for you. And so you're going to see my new advertising all over wherever you follow me online, whether it's my Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, wherever. I'm not rich. I'm just wealthy, and I like that, and I want that for you. Do you need an interpreter? It's Monday. For some people, the weekend went too fast. Oh, it's Monday. For me, it's, hey, let's get after it, man. I'm had enough of doing that lawn work and landscaping and all that other. I'm ready to get after it in a big, big way. I like the hustle and the bustle. I love what Monday represents in the sense that it signifies a new week, whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent. I know my brand is every day is Saturday, but it really does signify let's start those engines again and let's get after it. Let's see what the week holds, because for everybody else, it's the start of a new week. So, hey, I'm in. I'm game. But I'm not going to play into that, you know, what's, oh, my God, it's Monday. I'm going to play into that. Like right now, I'm pretty jacked up, man. I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, had my cup of coffee, cleaned the pool, got my daughter off to cross-country practice. My freshman, she's going to be a freshman in high school. She has cross-country practice. They've been doing it for a couple of weeks now. They go back to school next week. And I was off to work. I have an office outside my home now, which is a really good idea. I would encourage anybody who has kids at home, especially during the summertime, to get an office outside. Not just because I need to get a lot of stuff done, but because I don't want my kids and everybody around to feel stressed. You got to be quiet. Dad's on a call. Dad's podcast. Dad's recording. So I got off to the office around 7:30 a.m. after I dropped my daughter off. So I've been going at it pretty good. It's 10:53 in the morning. I'm recording this show for you. And I'm just sharing my thoughts. Do you need an interpreter? Do you need people to interpret like Monday? Monday for me, let me help you interpret that. It means there's an amazing opportunity for you this week. New day, new week, new beginning, new opportunities. You don't even know what's going to happen. It's not. And I hear people, well, that's life. No, that's not life. Oh, that's life. You know, just the way it is. Well, not really. Let me help you with that phrase. When somebody says, hey, that's life, you say, no, that's your interpretation of life. What? What are you talking? You've been listening to that Sam Crowley guy again, because that's what some people I love. Wives will email me and the husband, they'll say something like that. Like the husband will say, well, that's Monday. And I'll be like, well, you know, every day that ends in Y is your day. And he's like, hey, you listen to that Crowley guy again, that motivational. What are you doing listening to that guy? So the next time somebody says to you, hey, that's life, man, that's just the way it is. Nah, say, no, 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 no. Let me help you out. Let me help you out. Okay. Let me flip the script. Back it up. Back it up a minute. That's not life. That's your interpretation of life happening to you. See, when you say, oh, it's Monday, I hear new opportunity. Wow. When you say, oh, man, the bank account is low, I hear, let's get it. Let's get after it. Can't go any much lower than it is right now. So what's the only way it's going? Up, baby, up. And look, you got to create this stuff in your head. I'll tell you, I know. Look, here's the thing that I'm willing to agree with you is life can be pretty damn harsh. And it doesn't know any race, creed, colors, ethnic backgrounds, born with a silver spoon in your mouth, born into poverty. It doesn't care about that. Life will deal you doesn't need to be a knockout blow, but it could be like that stomach blow, you know, like when you see a boxer, man, they go for the stomach, go for the stomach, go to the body, go to the body. Why? Because it wears you down after a while. Well, I get that and I receive that, but you don't need to take the knockout blow, right? You need an interpreter. You know, when somebody says, oh, it's raining outside, I say, oh, there's somebody in Arizona, Southern California praying for rain. I hope it hits them too. You know, it's just, it's the way that we interpret what happens versus what actually happens. Our daughter was born at 1 pound, I mentioned earlier. Hey, she has life. She has a chance, right? I mean, Dr. Doom and Gloom, if you've ever listened to the show, I refer to Dr. Doom and Gloom, the guy that came in after a couple hours after our daughter Susan was born at 1 pound, 24-weeker, and gave us, and it wasn't me, he wasn't being, he just, it was his job. And he prefaced it. I said, look, this is not the right time, but I need to do this for you. And I need to just share with you all of the things that can happen from here. You know, 85% chance of a profound neurological disorder. Cerebral palsy, went down the list of all these different things. Blindness, she had 4 brain bleeds at the time. She had a hole in her heart that, oh, miraculously just closed, you know, on its own. Only happens 25% of the time. 75% of the time, you need open heart surgery as a preemie to close that, that what's called the PDA valve. A hole, literally a hole in my daughter's heart closed up. Miraculous, right? All of that. So when he got done reading literally a laundry list, it took him 7 to 10 minutes to read everything that could go wrong and should go wrong. Some of it should. None of it went wrong. None of it happened. None of that happened. But even had that happen, every time somebody said, hey, this could happen, I simply said, you're telling me there's a chance that it won't. There is a chance that it won't. Well, correct. So I had the interpreter in my mind. I had the filter going through. You know, somebody said, hey, she's got a level 4 brain bleed. Well, is there a chance that it could stop? Well, yeah, there's a chance. All right. I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to hold on to faith. It takes a lot more to be negative than it does to be positive. You've heard that old adage, right? It takes a lot more muscles in your mouth to create a frown than it does to create a smile. People work so hard not to be happy. People work so hard to have a frown on their face. People work so hard to be miserable. When you look at the stars, you look at the blue sky, the beautiful clouds, you look at the green grass, the trees, everything else out there, you don't need to look very far to be grateful. You know what I mean? I never look at my bank account and try to find gratitude. I never look at my bank account for gratitude. I look at my bank account to pay the bills, the honor that it gives me to pay those bills, because I know there was one point in time I couldn't pay those bills. I couldn't pay them. I remember putting them all on the desk of the guy, and I can't remember his name. I think it was Steve something, guy in Cincinnati, my attorney, paid him $2,000 to file bankruptcy for me. I remember I literally brought the shoebox in. Not kidding, a shoebox full of bills. Laid them all on the table, and I said, I can't pay any of these. He goes, well, you're in the right place if that's the case, because I'm a bankruptcy attorney. I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm in the right place, but I know one thing. I get a chance to start over. You know, I get a chance. So we laid them all out. It's probably $400,000. I'm including the franchise I bought in there as well, in debt that I just could not pay back. So we put a payment plan together, bankruptcy, chapter 13. You pay 10% of that amount back. And I remember just trying to get 1 day past that. Just one, give me 1 day past that. And then once I got 1 day, give me a week past that. Because I knew as it got further in my rearview mirror, the less it would be, you know, because it would kind of, as you're driving away from something and you're looking in your rearview mirror, it kind of goes, you know, it's, first of all, it's right there, and drive further up the road, and you can still kind of see it there. Eh, it's annoying. You know, it's like a car that you can't get rid of in your rearview mirror. It seems to be following you. It's what it felt like. The bankruptcy car was following me. But the translator that I was using in my mind was one of faith. It said, look, if I can get further away from this bad circumstance, I can get closer to where it is I want to go. But I got to change my mindset because I'm in a really crappy place right now. I'm in a real negative spot. But I know I just need to start over. I got to just absorb this body blow. And it was right around the time. Look, my Laura was born in 2004. She was 1 right around all of this was going down. Laura turned 14 years old yesterday, August 12th, 14 years old. So she's turned 1 when I was going through this. She's now 14. That's how fast you can get to your very own Saturday. But you got to have the faith that it can actually happen. You got to have the belief, and you got to have that translator in your mind saying, oh, my God, the bills are high. Well, okay, I hear, let's set something up. Let's just set something. Let's get a spreadsheet. This is a math problem. I hear I got a math problem. Okay? You're telling me I've got a lot of bills. I hear I got a math problem. I need to create more revenue. I need to grow above these problems or work out an arrangement so these people get paid, all right, the minimum amount I can pay them, until I can step into my greatness, all right? And maybe you're making $100,000 a month right now, and you're like, man, I'm not even happy. I hear I need purpose. I need significance. That's not so hard to find. Yeah, I coach a lot of people. Here's my ideal coaching client. All right. My ideal coaching client, the client that hires me to work with them, isn't worried about paying their bills. They're worried about leading a life of significance. They're worried about launching their movement. Okay. They might have $100,000 to $200,000 to $300,000 in cash they're sitting on right now, but they're not sitting on any kind of passion or purpose. They've never launched a movement. The money is not even on their radar. They're not worried about the bills. They're worried about dying with regret. That's my ideal coaching client. And if that's you, as always, I throw it out there to you. Let's connect. Go to everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. Tell me a little bit about yourself. All right. If money's an issue for you right now and the bills are there, this is not a good time for you and I to work together. All right. You need to focus on getting a job, getting those bills paid, getting a second or a third job just to get the money to come in. And then on the side, because you have time. Okay. That doesn't even sound like a lot of time. All right. You've got time to also dedicate an hour, two or three every single day to launching this movement. But right now, if money's an issue, it's not a good time for you and I to work together. All right. But I would love to help anybody who wants to find significance, passion, and purpose and get that back in their life. Go to everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. All right. Tell me just a little bit about yourself. So getting back to this show and wrapping it up, if you need a translator, that's fine. You got that translator right inside your mind. You know, if you type into Google Translate any foreign language, it spits it back out into your native language. Some people, man, that foreign language is one of positivity, empowerment, faith, knowing that I can do it. My best days haven't even happened yet. It's understanding that that setback was a setup for your greatest comeback ever and the story you're going to be able to tell people and your kids and your grandkids. Look, if your kids are looking to you. You would never tell your child, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephew, a loved one. You would never tell somebody, well, that's just the way it is. You would never say that to them. Never in a million years would you say that to them. But you're going to say it to yourself. Get the translator out inside your mind and help yourself understand it. Your best days haven't even happened yet. That all you need, I mean, you're one step, one connection away from exploding this sense of passion and purpose in your life that's going to be the rocket fuel you need. Will you at least allow yourself to have that translator go to work for you today? Today! Because every day that ends in Y is your day. And every day is Saturday. If you want it to be, if you want it to be. I want that for you. All right? Hey, by the way, can you do me a favor? Subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Give us a rating on iTunes. Sure would help a lot for the show. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.